Good morning. Just imagine we're rushing down the stairway to catch our train. As we get our first glimpse of the station platform, we notice that there are two trains standing at the same platform. Which one's the right one? They both look identical. They're both side by side. But they're facing in opposite directions. So it matters a great deal where each one is headed to. To board the wrong train will take us in the opposite direction to the direction we would want to go in. How can we decide which train to board? We've to go to the front of at least one of the trains and read the name of its destination, which is always on the front. The eventual destinations will be poles apart, but at this stage the two trains are side by side together. In life, we're either standing on the platform, deciding, or we're on board one of the other trains. The one is going to heaven, the other is going to hell, eventually. And it makes a world of difference, an eternal world of difference, which one we're on board. What makes it hard to get it right is the fact that the means of getting to heaven and the means of getting to hell are so close together. They're so similar. It's not glaringly obvious who is conning us and who is genuine, what is true and what is false, what is good for us, what is bad for us, whether Jesus is the way to heaven or it's a false Messiah trying to attract our attention, whether the church is good for our spiritual health or bad for it, whether the Bible is relevant or irrelevant, and so on. It's all quite worrying because standing on the platform, humming and haying, means that we will miss the train. But if we catch the wrong train, it will land us in hell. When I was in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, a city of 2 million people, I carried a note of paper in my pocket which said in Chinese, "This man is lost. Please put him on a number 47 bus." One day I got lost and had to use my wee note. The helpful folk at the bus stop had sympathy for me and my predicament and kindly put me on the bus. Unfortunately, they carelessly put me on a 74 bus rather than the 47 bus which I needed, so I was even more lost. Pray that no one does that to us in life, and that we never do that to others. Pray that God will help us to choose wisely and board the right bus or train, the one which is going his way.